Good morning, this is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. ITT Technical Institute made headlines this month when the school abruptly closed just weeks into the new school year. The for-profit college system announced it was shutting down campuses nationwide, including two in Wisconsin, after allegations of illegal student recruitment surfaced, along with fraud.
When Mai McCarthy heard the news, she sympathized with the displaced students. McCarthy, who's now 29, had a bad experience with the school years ago, beginning when she was just a high school student. She shared her story with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.
Tell me where we are right now and how you ended up here.
Sure. We're currently in the Student Center at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. I actually ended up here because I was looking for a good teacher education program and that one that had a good tuition.
Give me your educational background, I guess, and where you started and then how you got here.
Well, originally I went to Greenfield High School, and I wasn't a good student or a good child. So I was, you know, hanging out with friends all the time, missing about 75 days a year of school. And then at the age of 15, I was forced into a marriage, traditional home culture. I had objected, but I went forward with it because I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. So I married him. He was 17, I was 15, and then I ended up getting pregnant. And I was put into an alternative program where the ITT kept coming in to say, hey, you know, you guys are going to be needing the help and you're going to be needing a job and money right away. So I decided that maybe it'll be easier. They're right. I can find a job after 2 years. And so I continued with ITT Tech 2 weeks after I graduated high school. At the age of 19, I was pregnant again. And in the culture, as a woman, you're not supposed to continue college. So I was forced to drop out of ITT Tech, and I started receiving tons of loans in the mail, which I didn't know about. You know, ITT Tech didn't go through that process with me for financial aid. I went in the office and signed documents. I don't know what I was doing. So because of $15,000 in loans and debt that I had to work. I paid off all my loans, left the man I was forced to marry. And then when I got laid off, I decided that, you know, I needed to switch to an actual career. I needed to go back to school. I've already finished a year and a half at ITT Tech. Why not? Well, I didn't realize none of the classes transferred, so I had to start from scratch. MATC has always been on my mind just because I know so many people who have gone there. The tuition was great. I had so much money saved up. So I decided to go back, and I decided that I wanted to do teaching. So I'm here now. At Parkside.
And how long have you been here?
This would be my second year. I'm a sophomore at Parkside.
Okay. You have, I'm guessing, a four-year program.
Yes.
This alternative program that you were in when you were in high school, you said you weren't a very good student. Did you feel like the group of kids you were with in that program was targeted at all by ITT Tech?
I absolutely think that they were targeting us. We were all poor kids. Kids were misbehaving. A lot of the kids were minorities, so you didn't see that anywhere else. You didn't see the ITT Tech recruiters sitting in the cafeteria when you walked through. The recruiters came specifically to our room because the alternative students in the program was separate from everyone else. We were in a little room, and they would come in there and they would say, "And oh, you know, specifically state, it's you're going to need a job. You're going to need this. You're going to need to get a job quickly. You're going to need to support your family." And a lot of the women specifically in our alternative program were pregnant as well. So like I said, you could see the difference. Then and there at that time, I didn't notice that. I was like, oh my gosh, they're here to save me. So I never thought about it that way until, you know, I went to MATC and saw something completely different.
Can you talk a little bit about the impression that you got, like, when you first went to classes there? Did you feel like, oh, I'm in, you know, this is a good place for me? Just give me a sense of what you were feeling when you first started.
You know, at first, when I got my student ID taken, I was so excited. I think I looked at the ID over and over, and I still have it to this day. But I don't hold on to it for the same reason. When I first walked into the class, I knew the teachers and the professors and the instructors because I recognized them from high school credit classes. But it was very unprofessional. they didn't come in to be there to support you as a student. They came in there to do their job and to get a paycheck. And you can see that. For the most part, most of the class was socializing. I mean, we went in there, he said, this is what you got to do, here's your homework, and then we socialized the rest of the time. Unprofessional, and I ended up getting an A without doing any work.
Was that when you started to kind of, the gear started to turn in your head a little bit?
Right, and I think if it wasn't for me being pushed out and forced out of education at that time because of my man I was forced to marry, I would have probably dropped out because it was very awkward and I didn't feel like I was learning anything. I was going to school for architecture and computer and drafting and design, and it was just, I can't remember anything I've ever learned to this day.
What was the interaction like when you signed up? Who did you work with? Who was talking to you about your options for classes or your options for loans, or was anybody talking to you about those things?
The only thing I did was go into an office. They showed us the website of how to sign up for classes, and I signed a bunch of documents. None of the documents were described to me. I didn't know what I was signing. I just said, okay, I'm going to go to school. I think the only other time I ever went into the office was to have them assist me with helping to print out my schedule. So that was the only interaction I actually had, and it was an advisor. It was not a financial advisor. It wasn't, you know, I didn't even know if this was a specific advisor for my program. So it was very confusing.
When you first went into the office, or when you first were approached by these people from ITT Tech, did they talk at all about paying for college or what your options were, or did you approach anybody to talk about it? How did you think that was going to work out?
Well, I didn't know anything about financial aid. Growing up and being the child that I was in Hmong culture, we were very sheltered. I mean, English is my second language. We would never talk about finance or financial aid or anything like that. So I didn't know if I was supposed to go ask questions. I didn't know if there was someone specifically there that I could go to. So no, I didn't. I had no idea. I just thought colleges, you fill out an application, you get approved, and you go in, and that was it.
Can you talk a little bit about when you got the letter from Sallie Mae?
I didn't know who Sallie Mae was. I was so confused. I read the document over and over, and there was so much lettering and words, and I was like, what is going on? Who was Sallie Mae? Why do I owe her money? And at that time, you know, technology wasn't advancing like this. I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have access to the internet as easy as it is now. So I didn't know who to talk to. I called, you know, you're put on hold. And then eventually I found out that I had this debt. I actually called the financial aid department. And the response I got was, well, you signed the documents. Recently, when I purchased my house, my husband and I married someone new now. We thought everything was cleared, and it popped up on my credit report. And I got the bills at my new address, which was so quick because I had just moved there. And I thought I had paid everything off, and I didn't. So getting this second letter from Sallie Mae is like, what? How many documents did I actually sign? Because I don't remember signing that many.
Does it make you feel like, when is this ever going to go away?
Oh my gosh. And I think every student feels that way, but I think it's even heavier. The burden is worse because you feel like you have accomplished something and you've moved on, and then it comes back and it's like, oh, is it ever going to end? Is this ever going to stop haunting me?
Did you have like any kind of tuition bill come to your house ever before these loans started coming to you, or any discussions with anybody about what you have to pay? Or, I mean, talk a little bit about...
Yeah, I was completely blindsided. I didn't know at all, and I didn't get the bills until literally a couple days after I dropped out of college. So it was something that I never even heard about, and now I look twice at every document. Now I ask questions, even if it's the smallest question I ask, because I feel like I was blindsided. I didn't know anything at all.
Now that you've had this experience, what are you doing differently? Or what have you, like you said, now you look at every document twice.
Yeah.
What other things are you noticing are different?
Well, I truly believe that the professors at MATC specifically were very supportive compared to ITT Tech. Like I said, the teachers walked in and they were like, you can tell when someone's just there to get their paycheck. They don't care about their job. They don't care about you. And at MATC, every single professor I've ever had was so invested in each student. They were in the front of the class telling you, if you need help, come to me. If you need help, this is the advisor you should see. This is where these rooms are located. Financial aid this, financial aid that. So that's the differences I see in the schools. Parkside, I'm still kind of new here, so I don't really know many of the professors. But I felt like a family member in ITT Tech. I felt like I was just in a machine in an assembly line. The other differences I would say is we didn't know anything about even books at ITT Tech. So that was another thing that wasn't discussed. We didn't know where to park. We didn't know where to get parking passes. I mean, it was just so up in the air with that place that I can't believe I even survived a year and a half. Like, unbelievable.
So obviously with all of this ITT Tech closing down nationwide recently, there's a lot more students who I think are in your situation that you were in earlier. What advice would you give to somebody who maybe had enrolled for this semester and now is without a place to go to school? Where would you suggest that they start?
Any community college, I think, is very helpful. I would fully advise to go in and talk to an advisor because they're there to support you. The for-profit colleges, I would just stay away because you don't know what you're doing and you're not going to be told what you're doing, whether it's right or wrong. And I've said it before, you don't want to negotiate your future. A career is something that should be fully supported. And people, if you're going to invest in it, then people around you should invest in it, including teachers, including advisors, including financial aid advisors.
What about when it comes to expecting bills in the mail, or maybe some of these people are seeing all of these loans stack up and thinking, how am I going to get past this? What do you say to them?
Well, I'm still in the same process. But I know that there are resources online and that there are processes where they are trying to take care of that right now. Take it a step at a time, but do your research. Financial aid advisors at any college should know what you should do, and they have the best advice. There are resources.
You also mentioned that you realized your credits wouldn't transfer anywhere, and so you didn't go back until you found out, you know, teaching. Maybe that's something I can try. Would you encourage students to continue going for an education even if they have to start over from scratch like you did?
Yes, it is so worth it. And the longer you wait, the longer it's going to be for you to graduate and to get to the point where you want to be. So I would really continue the education. I think it's so important. And with the economy right now, the job market is that they're looking for people with that sort of educational experience. And move forward with your education. Even if you're stuck or you're in the middle, just keep pushing.
Mai McCarthy is a former student at the now shuttered ITT Tech in Milwaukee. She's now studying at UW Parkside in an effort to become a teacher. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello. You can read more about the closure of the for-profit ITT Tech at our website, wuwm.com.